All right, welcome to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am Troy Stegner, and I'm here with my co-host Trevor Cooper.
Good morning.
And we have the distinct pleasure of talking to Johnny Young Bosch this morning.
Hi there.
All right, I'll go ahead and hand this over to you, Trevor, and let you run with your questions.
All right. First of all, big fan, I have to say. I didn't realize just how many things you've been a part of that I actually really enjoyed. So this is kind of a awesome treat for me. So I just wanted to start off asking you, what was it that first kind of attracted you to acting?
It was actually, for me, it started out, I was a martial artist, and so I just wanted to do, like action films and stuff. And so it wasn't really acting for me. It was more just doing some action stuff. But, and then I got that chance once I was on Power Rangers. After Power Rangers, or towards the end of it at least, I started to take the acting a bit more serious as I saw that my time was about to run out there on Power Rangers. And I had to decide what I was going to do for the rest of my life. And I eventually stumbled into voiceover, and that kind of became, the bulk of my career.
And so what was it like being a part of such an iconic series like Power Rangers? It's now celebrating, I believe, its 25th anniversary.
It's awesome. When you're working on something like that, it was pretty huge when we were working on the show. I mean, there were people waiting outside our set or outside the locations. So we already knew it was pretty big. I mean, it was pretty big once I got on show. I didn't know that it would be, 25 years later that people would still want to talk about it, So it's pretty cool to be a part of something like that.
You mentioned it a bit earlier, of course, for our listeners at home, Mr. Bosch is the actor behind Adam Park, who was the second Black Ranger on the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers series, as well as you were in two more series, I believe, Turbo and Zeo. But you also are probably even more well-known for your voice work at this point. And there was even some on the list I saw that surprised me, like you were the voice of the main character in Trigun, as well as Bleach, Yu Narukami from Persona 4, even Sailor Moon. So I have to ask, out of all of these kind of iconic film, TV, video games, what was your favorite character to voice?
That's tough. I have to find some way to be real to each of those characters I play. And so I always find some way to, find something that I really enjoy, some way to connect to the character. And a lot of times when I do that, it becomes something special to me. And so really, there's just so many of them. It's hard for me to isolate and just say, this is my favorite. I do have favorites. Vash is definitely one. Lelouch is one. Nero, Devil May Cry 4 and 5. One. Ichigo is another one. But there's just so many of them. It's easier for me to tell you which ones I didn't like.
So would you say very different doing shows versus video games? With a lot of these characters, I know you have fighting games out. Would you say that there's a very different experience, or is it similar but of slightly different tone?
There are definitely differences. I mean, in the games, you do quite a bit more fight reactions, and that can take a toll on your voice. But you're not limited to picture when you're specifically for anime. If you're doing anime, it's already animated. And so you're really just trying to match flaps and making sure that, that stuff works out that way. Whereas in video games, it's usually just a script. And so you get to make those choices. Now, sometimes you're limited to a specific amount of time. Like you have to say this sentence in 2 seconds or whatever. So there are differences, but you're still voice acting.
Now, you mentioned a couple of times in the interview that, of course, you are a martial artist. What martial arts have you studied?
I started off with Shaolin Kung Fu, and then I stumbled into kickboxing, a little Muay Thai, JKD, Hapkido, Eskrima, Kali, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Mostly, currently right now, I've been doing Hapkido, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and Eskrima. But I've dabbled in quite a few over the years.
Cool. And have you been able to take any of those experiences doing martial arts into things like motion capture? I know it's very prevalent in video games today.
I did. For the first time I did any of that was 10 years ago when we worked on Devil May Cry 4 and I got cast. I believe because I was a voice actor, that also could do martial arts in action. And so that kind of opened that door for me. And you know, since then I have done a few other things as well.
Well, I think that's about all the questions that I have. Troy, did you have any you'd like to ask Mr. Bosch today?
Yes, I absolutely do. A lot of people know you for, you know, the Power Rangers and your voice acting. But I also noticed you have a band, Eyeshine.
Yes, I had a band. We had Eyeshine for about 13 years. I played in Eyeshine. That was a band I started. We have 15 albums. I think you can only really get 8 of them now digitally, or you might find them online or Amazon. Over 100 songs. And so last December was our last show in Tennessee. And, you know, I just got to the point where I was ready to change things up and start playing something new. And so I started a new music project called Where Giants Fall. And we released our first song a couple months ago, Company of Angels. And then it's got a music video as well. But we're hopefully in by sometime around next year, maybe April, we'll have the full album finished.
So where can people pick up this song?
You can only really listen to it unless you just rip it off of the YouTube.
So they can watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, you can watch it on YouTube or steal it or rip it somewhere. Maybe it's on a bit somewhere. We're unsigned, so it really doesn't matter. I mean, that's kind of how it was with Eyeshine too, but you know, obviously the fans have been very supportive with the transition as well. In fact, one of the other members from Eyeshine is coming along with me in this new project.
Okay, and I read that you kind of taught yourself how to play.
I did. It was actually after Power Rangers. I had this guitar that I bought a few years into working on Power Rangers, but never really learned to play it. And after Power Rangers, it was very hard for me to find a job. At least at that time, there were not a lot of roles for, you know, like a half Asian. So if I went in, usually my agent would send me in for Chinese guy or Asian guy or Caucasian. Usually I go in and somebody else looks more the part than I do. So it was very tough for me to get a job. So I was kind of in this depression, a bit of a funk, and I had this guitar and I decided to teach myself to play. And I just, you know, just started to play and record and make up songs. And it kind of brought me out of that funk a little bit. And then I just decided to form a band at that point.
Do you have any other projects you're currently working on that you can tell us about?
There are quite a few things. I can't really talk about anything that hasn't been announced. I know there's been trailers up for some things, but they still haven't announced my name on it. So I can't really talk about it. Devil May Cry 5 is really the only thing I think that I can say is new and is coming. But even that, I can't really talk much about it. I can just say I worked on it. Yeah, unfortunately, we always sign NDAs, and I never really know which ones I'm allowed to talk about, and I've seen people get in trouble for those things, so I just don't say anything.
Are there any sites you have you'd like to plug for yourself?
Well, I mean, people can find me on social media, Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, and they just need to punch in my name, Johnny Young Bosch, and if they want to, usually if I am allowed to talk about something, I will post it there. Or if I'm going to a con or an event somewhere, make an appearance, I'll post on there as well.
Yeah. We'd just like to thank you so much for granting us this interview.
Yeah, thanks guys. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah. And like I said, guys, this is Johnny Young Bosch. He's coming to El Paso Comic Con 2019. You can come and see him there.
All right. See you guys then.
Right. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it card or